We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and can be found at the email address of the letter J, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, at M-A-G-E-USA.com. That's J Davis at MageUSA.com. If you have an entrepreneurial friend or you have an entrepreneurial story, please contact me. Glad to have anybody on the show. We love the stories. Our next guest, David Will from Prop Fuel, and you even come with your own outfits.
Yeah, man. Jeffrey Davis, thank you for having me.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got my, I'm wearing a hat for those of you listening with Prop Fuel. I've got a t-shirt. I've got a t-shirt for you, Jeffrey.
Well, we got to give it to Chris, because Chris will play tennis in that outfit.
I've got two t-shirts.
He'll wear the hat, he'll wear the shirt, he'll stain it, he'll play tennis in it, he'll put holes in it, he'll play tennis in it. You don't know, Chris will wear that thing out. Everybody's going to ask him what it is.
Well, it comes kind of worn out, which is kind of cool about it. But yeah, I got one for Chris, I got one for you.
Oh, Chris is so excited.
You just got this wardrobe purchasing
for the next quarter.
I'm glad I can help.
So David, tell us about Prop Fuel.
So let me start by setting the stage, because it's easier to say we're a software and this is what we do, but let me set the stage, because I think when you understand the background, it makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
I learned that 13% of people love their job. Now that's really cool for the 13%, but then there's 87% that either hate their job or at least are kind of like, eh, it's all right. And that means that 87% of the people that work for us, or that work for any corporation for that matter, are at risk of leaving when a competitor picks up the phone and offers them $5 more.
Right.
So Prop Fuel, we developed, as my partner and I developed, as a way to get inside the heads of your employees so you can understand the little issues before they become big issues. And it also creates this
sort of
culture.
A psychographic testing.
In a way. It's a feedback and recognition software.
Okay.
And it comes out on a weekly basis. It has a weekly cadence. So, because these things are difficult for us to remember to do. It's hard to remember any kind of consistency to ask for feedback in an effective way. So Prop Fuel is a way, in a weekly pulse survey, to go out to your team, ask them some questions that you'd like some feedback on.
Right.
And the other thing is it creates this culture of recognition, because it gives people a chance to offer feedback to each other.
How'd you go about developing all this? Why? Where were you?
So it started, I'll take you way back. I worked for some big corporations, Kraft General Foods and Nielsen. I got my MBA, I worked for PricewaterhouseCoopers, and
I consulted to them.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great company. I enjoyed working for them. I wasn't very good at it, but I enjoyed it. And I worked for another company called SAP, a big software company,
sure.
Multi-billion dollar software company. And I remember, I was an intern, getting my MBA at the time, and I remember walking out, and Mark, my manager, walking on my last day of the internship, my manager put his arm around me. I was about 27 at the time. Put his arm around me and says, "You know, Dave, got some advice for you.
Get it on the job."
No,
oh, sorry.
No. He had better advice. He said, "Dave, when you're walking through the halls, I encourage you to walk a little faster and smile less. Because perception is reality."
Well, you have that bit of the time?
You know, I'm not sure what he saw, but I can tell you that I thought at the time, wow, this is awesome advice, because I'm thinking, I can do that. I can definitely walk faster. I thought I could smile less, but it's immediately impactful. You know, it's something I can do right away, and immediately people are going to think I'm more important. Yeah, it's perception's reality.
Right.
So ultimately what happened is I ended up starting a business on the antithesis of that advice. So that was the foundation of the company that I started in 2001. I started a company that ultimately turned into Peach New Media. It was a learning management system, another software company. And I built this, and walk slow, smile more, which became my mantra, walk slow, smile more. It's not literally about walking slow. It's like an instruction set for enjoying the journey. So if you can create an environment or a culture in your company where you're actually enjoying the journey and everybody there is enjoying the journey, now you've got a culture where people actually want to be there and they want to work there. They'll come to work on the balls of their feet, climbing the stairs two at a time. That's a quote I got from Yvon Chouinard from Patagonia, who created an amazing culture at Patagonia in the 70s. So the origins of Prop Fuel came from an exercise I would do at Peach, where for the last 5 years of the business before I sold it to private equity, which I think is a sign that this stuff works, what I would do is I would send out an email every week to my team asking them a couple questions and asking them to recognize one of their peers through a nomination program we had. So what we decided to do recently, about a year ago, we decided to build this platform to make that process a system that's really easy for other entrepreneurs and businesses and HR departments to implement in their companies. So that's what this is. That's the origins.
And do you have someone, are you selling direct or do you have someone representing you or is it people just find
you? We're trying to figure that out. So the answer is we're trying to do all of the above. We have some affiliates we're working with. We're working with benefits companies. I'm doing some of the sales myself. We're working with some salespeople. So we're trying, being a startup, I mean, we're only a year into this, but being a startup, we're trying to figure out what works. We're even trying to figure out what that niche is, because right now we seem to be selling to just about anyone that has interest. And I know the success of a company like this comes from finding a niche and then building the product to that niche. We just haven't found that yet.
Are you self-funding at this time? Or
sure am. Right now we are. We're just starting to, the conversations, my partner and I, we're just starting the conversations of whether or not we want to raise some angel funding. But right now, yeah, I'm funding it based on the sale of my last business.
Right. And do you have an end game, your partner and you?
Yeah. And I mean, this is not the kind of business.
I mean, we're sitting in a software company that's never, you know, that's not necessarily for sale.
Yeah, I mean, so the end game, we don't want to hand this off to our kids. You know, this is not a family business. So we want to build a business with recurring revenue, lots of subscriptions, and immense value for another organization to take it and grow with it. That seems to be what I enjoy to do. It's what I did well with Peach. I got Peach to a certain point, and sometimes entrepreneurs can only get it to a certain point before it's going to go into the hands of somebody else who has a much different philosophy on a grow a business. That's what happened with Peach, and I think that's probably our end game with Prop Fuels, that let's build this to the point where we have a strong subscriber base, and then let's find another team that can take it to the next level.
You know, before I address my questions around the name, I want to go back to your early comment of the 1387%.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my experience throughout all walks of industries that I've worked with about 700 organizations at my consulting firm.
Good grief.
So, is that
13%
of all workers are what I would consider to be high level, high production, highly committed workers.
Okay.
So I would say that those people in general love their work,
mm-hmm.
because they're thought leaders and they're excellent at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That 87%, and I'm agreeing with you, I'm just putting a different
label. Yeah.
That 87% are either from, you know, basically average to mediocre to lousy in most organizations. And you know, when I was at a university, we looked at a national study that basically said one, even good and bad companies, that only one out of every three hires is a good hire. So right there, 67% of all people are the wrong hires, are not the ideal hires.
For that company? So,
for
so
any
let me ask you this.
So you're saying
67% of people suck. They're really just not good workers.
Well, it's like the Covey, the commitment curves in the Stephen Covey's book. I'm
mm-hmm.
saying that, you know, in any profession, and I'll give you another example.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who's built many hospital departments across the country, and he works for an overseeing department, an overseeing organization of all hospitals in the country for their quality of their work.
Yeah.
And whenever I go in for surgery, he goes, "Don't forget, Jeff, 50% of the Harvard graduates you're going to meet graduated in the bottom of their class."
The bottom of their Harvard class?
Well, it's just saying that in the world there is a bell curve.
Oh, right, right.
You know,
yeah,
there is
yeah.
a bell curve. It's not all about, you know, like schools nowadays, teacher evaluations, where everybody has to get a high grade so that they get, so that the teachers keep their jobs. It's that not everybody is a high quality worker. Not everybody is committed to excellence. Organizations don't always. But I agree that
there's
the software
a good fit.
Would pick up on it.
There's a good fit somewhere, right?
For
so,
maybe
so
40%, 50%, yes, but only out of even out of the 50% who are a good fit,
mm-hmm.
only a small percentage are really the super producers, super high quality committed people.
See,
you
I
could
subscribe.
Have problems at home, you could have depression, you could have other issues to distract you from work.
I don't deny, I think you're probably right. There's some people that are distracted by drugs, alcohol, depression, illnesses, divorce, things going on in their lives, right? And so there's people that are distracted by those things, which really takes them away from work.
Right.
So let's take that group out. And I don't know what percentage that is. Let's take them out. And now let's look at the rest. And I don't know what percentage this is, but let's look at the rest. I think there's a lot of people that are in the wrong role in a company.
Oh, absolutely.
And if people that are trying to do something they don't do well, they're never going to feel good about it, and they're not going to do it well.
Throughout my career, people have sent me underperforming executives mm-hmm. and said, can you make them good?
Yeah, change their role.
Can you coach them? And I'll go back and I'll say, I would love to coach them, and I would love you to pay me to coach them, but they shouldn't be here. This is not where they should be. This is not where they'll ever be happy.
Yeah.
And if they're not happy, they'll never be fulfilled and they'll never work.
That's where I was.
A commitment.
I sucked at all my jobs. I sucked at all the jobs I had. I wasn't good working for this small consultancy after PwC.
I never had a good boss.
Yeah.
I had smart bosses who knew how to do certain work, but I never had a good manager working for me.
Mm-hmm.
But let me go back to the next thing, because I love talking to you.
Yeah.
We could just go run off on a tangent forever. The name. I have yet, because maybe I'm not too smart, connected the name to what you do. So do me a favor. Connect the name Prop Fuel to what you do.
So here,
it's a great name.
Well, thanks. We weren't too concerned about the name representing what we do, because the way we see it, people aren't going to buy it.
I thought you were in the entertainment industry when you came in.
Prop Fuel. A lot of people obviously think we're in oil. But I
took it a little extra.
So Prop Fuel, just to jump to the chase, I mean, Prop Fuel, it's props. Part of the platform is giving props. But culture really is the fuel in a company. It's the
proper fuel.
Props. Giving props, giving recognition and props.
Yeah.
That's where the company started. But props and feedback, all of this is the fuel inside a company. This is the kind of stuff that lights
Absolutely.
Up a company and makes it go. And so Prop Fuel, the idea of implementing Prop Fuel, this is the kind of thing that's going to help your company thrive. So if your company has a bad culture, Prop Fuel is not going to help. That's like
No, that's what I do.
That's right.
No,
so
that's
your management consulting
right.
firm I mean, works with companies
right.
with a bad culture. What part?
I'm the plumber. Element, you're the testing agent.
That's good. One of the elements of a great culture is going to be getting good feedback on a regular basis from your employees and creating an environment of recognition. If you, as the leader in your company, remind yourself every now and then to pat somebody in the back when you're walking through the hall to the water cooler or going to the kitchen, hey, good job on that sales call. That's great. Keep doing that. But you've got to remember to keep doing that, and it's only coming from you. If you create this environment, now you've got, Chris wants some props. So if Chris gets some props from Alex in the other room, you have other people, you
Chris
look like you
wants a pepperoni pizza.
There's nothing wrong with that. Friday, you know what? Put that in the feedback.
If I took Chris to Italy, and I sit him on one of the Italian restaurant at the little high chair at the bar, and I order their pepperoni pizza, Chris will tell me how much he loves working for me.
No, we have a relationship where I'm always looking for approval
this
from him.
This isn't therapy,
so
Chris. Stay out of it.
No,
everybody likes pepperoni pizza, and everybody likes the job.
I love pizza. Listen, I can talk to you more, Dave. Will you come back again?
Sure, I'll be here anytime.
Great.
Pepperoni pizza, right?
It's okay with me.
All right, put it right. There's plenty of room for a large right here.
Dave,
in the
how does someone find Prop Fuel?
www.propfuel.com. That's PropFuel.com.
Okay, listeners. Dave will be back with Prop Fuel. We're going to have him back. We'll schedule him again. He's got great stories. Love what he does. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.